Lord, thank you for this wonderful day. To you we give all glory, Lord. Speak in our midst, O Lord Jesus. Now, good day to everyone. We are here to discuss three main words: before, from, and everlasting. We start with 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you. Now we focus on this very phrase, verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Now, what was foreordained before the foundation of the world? Now we go back to verse 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your father, but with the precious blood of Jesus, of Christ, as of the Lamb without blemish and without spot. Now, the main focus of the foreknowledge or foreordained before the foundation is our redemption. Our redemption was already foreknown or foreordained before the creation of the world. From the beginning of creation, before creation begins, the God has already foreordained or foreknown the solution of the coming problem whenever Adam will disobey him. You know why? The first thing that comes to me is that when you love somebody, you are already prepared for him, or whatever he will do, obey or not obey, you are already prepared. And if ever things go wrong, you are already prepared. You have already a solution prepared for it. Or even giving that person whom you love an opportunity to go back to you. That's why before creation begins, God foreknew this, because God is all-knowing. He is all-powerful and He is all-present. So this is the power of knowing, because He is omnipresent. He is even present before things will happen in our finite world, because He is infinite and in everlasting. So therefore, God so loved us that He has already prepared a solution for us. So don't worry, brothers and sisters. God, we are created in the image and after the likeness of God. We are created little lower than God, and He has given us honor, no? Crown us with honor and glory. So God loves us that He wants us to go back to Him. Even before He created us, He has prepared things for us to go back to Him. And again, I'll go back to that. I'll go first to from, the word from. In Revelation 13:8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship Him, whose name are not written in the book of life, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Again, it says here, the Lamb slain. So it is same or been given to us in 1 Peter through the precious blood of Christ, has redeemed us through the precious blood of Christ. And this time, is the word here is from. The word from here is apo, indicates separation, okay? Or next, the second one can have or from away. And the third one, having begun, or it's like this. The Lamb slain from, if we will, having begun from the foundation of the world. So when the world was created, or he begins to create the world, the lamb is already being slain. There where the lamb was slain already. That's why in Genesis chapter 3, it already shows the atonement in 3:21, when God put a skin of animals. Of course, that is a shadow of atonement, covering sacrifices life in order to cover the shamefulness or the sin or the disobedient of what Adam did. So that's already a message to us. That's why lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The lamb was slain, no? Having begun from, no? That is from Apo, no? The foundation of the world. So we can now see two words here. In 1 Peter 1:20, verily was foreordained before the foundation. So God has a foreknowledge what will happen. That's why He has already prepared the redemption through the precious blood of Christ. So once it was created, the world was created, the lamb was slain from the foundation of the world, meaning having begun, the sacrifice has already begun from the foundation of the world, from the creation of the world, the beginning of the world. When the world begins, there was the lamb was already slain. So that's why before and from, remember this, no? Verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. And Revelation 13:3 says, the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. You see how the Lord has loved us so much that He has already prepared Himself as a lamb to be sacrificed for us to be saved, to be out of sin, that we may become very obedient to Him. That's why in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20, Jesus, as our great shepherd, it says here, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Now, so meaning, this sacrifice of the lamb, who is the Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, is their everlasting covenant. It is their covenant to us. Meaning, how long or when this covenant start? It says this here, everlasting covenant. So where everlasting start? Does it have a beginning? It started from everlasting, and it will end from everlasting. So the redemption that God has prepared for us to go back to Him, that's why the Lord is calling us, come unto me, those who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's open to us even in the time of Adam. Up to that point of time today, God is so patient. That's why it says in Hebrews chapter 3 and chapter 4, as the Holy Spirit says today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. And whose voice is that whom the Holy Spirit wants us to hear? The voice of the only begotten Son of God, who is calling, come unto me. So therefore, God has not leave us nor forsaken us. He has already prepared beforehand, and on the time of creation, the lamb was slain because it is covered by His blood, and that blood is an everlasting covenant to us. So, brothers and sisters, so be of good cheer. God loves us. Though we made a mistake, we fall into sin, God has an open door to us all. All we need to do is to return to Him. That is teshuvah, that is repentance. He wants us to be reconciled to Him. So it is true that God is always calling. So today, if we hear His voice, let's not harden our heart. Let's come to Him. So the very message here, God loves us. He wants us to be with Him forever and ever. So Lord, thank you for this message, and let it be our strength and be our guide to you, that as we await for your coming, we will be in your salvation, redeemed by your precious blood. Thank you, Lord. In your name say, Amen and Amen.